Next item on the agenda is public hearing, item number 9, pertaining to channel Welk. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and members of the Commission. Today we're holding a public hearing on amending Chapter 4, BAC 2890, pertaining to the channeled whelk, to remove the use of a culling ring in the measurement of channeled whelk, to redefine the culling container used by law enforcement, and to allow harvest and landings of any whelk species by channeled whelk pots. In 1997, VMRC set the minimum shell length for channeled whelk at 5.5 inches. This sparked enforcement concerns about shell breakage. The tip of the siphonal canal, where the shell tapers off here, can break off during handling. This can make legal whelk appear undersized. In 2000, the commission created a width gauge, a culling ring of 2 3/4 inch, similar to what you see here. If a whelk can pass through the ring, it is sublegal. If it cannot pass through the ring, even if the length appears to be less than 5.5 inches, it is legal. Members of industry have approached staff with concerns about the use of the culling ring. The culling ring measures the width of the shell at the shoulder, or the widest part of the shell. Due to the asymmetrical morphology of whelk shells, a whelk that is equal to or greater than the minimum width at the widest part of the shell could pass through the ring at an angle and appear sublegal, as seen here. This means the culling ring may not be a consistent gauge of shell width. Furthermore, the current culling ring size is inadequate for culling whelk of legal size in Virginia. In 2017, Bob Fisher and David Rutters of VIMS published a paper in which they examined the morphology and length-width relationship of channeled whelk in Maryland and Virginia waters. They found a strong linear relationship between shell length and width in channeled whelk. You can see here that the fit is 96% to 97%. These two bottom lines are from sites within Virginia. When you find a 2 3/4 inch width whelk on the Virginia models, it would only be 5.3 inches of length, sublegal. When the shell length is 5.5 inches, the shell width is closer to 2.85 inches. Staff recommends removing the culling ring requirement to allow for consistent measurement of whelk and to ensure that whelk are the minimum length or greater when landed. Any breakage to the shell tips is covered by the 10 sublegal whelk per container tolerance. Any further whelk with broken tips would still need to be at least 5.5 inches after breakage, leading to more selective whelk harvest. Staff will continue to look into alternative gauges for width, as it is much less susceptible to breakage, and it has such a strong correlation with length. At this time, staff is also requesting to change the container named in the 10 sublegal whelk tolerance limit. Currently, the tolerance is 10 sublegal whelk per bushel or 30 sublegal whelk per barrel, where a barrel is equal to 3 bushels. Excuse me. Whelk fishermen often store and land their whelk in a variety of containers, including barrels, bushel tubs, and bags, all with a variety of all the varying volumes. The only way law enforcement can determine if the harvest adheres to the tolerance by container is to fill a standard container from the fishermen's own containers. The metal bushel tub currently used is heavy, cumbersome, expensive, and not always practical to carry. The oyster fishery had a similar issue and in October 2017 switched to defining the culling procedure using baskets. The definition of basket is taken from Chapter 4, VAC 20260, pertaining to designation of seed areas and clean cull areas, refers to what you see here, which is commonly known as the orange shrimp basket. The orange basket is lighter, cheaper, and more likely to be with an officer or convenient to the inspection site. Staff also worked with the Regulatory Review Committee to follow the general outlines of Chapter 4, VAC 2260, in defining how law enforcement may cull whelk. Defining that whelk must be selected from a single container for inspecting the adherence to the sublegal tolerance ensures a fair and consistent culling procedure. On page 2 of this regulation, staff is introduced into section 20 of Chapter 4, VAC 2890, the definitions of basket as adapted from Chapter 4, VAC 2260 for oysters, and MRC ID, with which we can replace what was previously called the Commercial Fisherman Registration License Number to increase consistency across regulations. Staff also recommends some minor changes to language in Chapter 4 VAC 2890, including the change from CONCPOT and CONCPOT license to Channeled WELCPOT and Channeled WELCPOT license to make regulatory language referring to this species consistent. In Section 25, Subsection C, Subdivision 6, which is on page 4, where the possession of other species caught in now channeled WELCPOTs is prohibited, staff recommends specifically allowing possession and landing of other species in the whelk family, including the commercially harvested non-whelk. Here are the changes to Section 30 for minimum size limits and culling, as previously discussed. You can see these suggested changes on pages 4 and 5 of this regulation. On page 7, in Section 45, Subsection B, staff also recommends clarifying the current practice in which seafood buyers must report the purchase of channeled whelk that are landed in Virginia, excluding any whelk that were landed elsewhere and imported with a bill of sale. Based on the information presented, staff recommends the Commission amend Chapter 4 VAC 2890 pertaining to the channeled whelk to remove the use of a culling ring in the measurement of channeled whelk and maintain only a length measure, to redefine the container used by law enforcement to better enforce the sublegal size tolerance allowed in the harvest and landing of channeled whelk, and to allow harvest and landings of any whelk species by channeled whelk pots. I'll be happy to take any questions.
Any questions by members of the Commission? Seems pretty straightforward. This has support of law enforcement and industry. And
so yes, we have spoken to representatives.
Good kumbaya moment and all that kind of good stuff. Good deal. Questions? Thank you, ma'am. Great job on the report.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? They're seeing none. The matter is before the Commission. Mr. Minor.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendation. Second by Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.